What are two things that are unpredictable in Wyoming during the winter? Now, the weather, of course, and deer and other wildlife on highways. Some reminders coming up next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. With winter weather in full swing, motorists should be on the lookout for wildlife on roadways. Snow pushes wildlife to congregate into areas of lower elevations, increasing the risk of wildlife vehicle collisions. It's not just deer to be on the lookout for. Many animals often use plowed, snow-free highways to travel as they try to conserve energy during these colder months. In some areas, deep snow can cause animals to concentrate their roadway crossings into a smaller area, increasing the number of animals at risk of being involved in a collision. Heavy snow conditions can create barriers for animals who enter a roadway. As snow is plowed from the road surface, it gets windrowed along the road edges. Over time, the windrows of snow grow in size as the roads are repeatedly plowed. For animals using the road surface as an easy travel lane or have found their way onto the road surface, these windrows can create a barrier, preventing a quick escape when a vehicle approaches them. Wildlife vehicle collisions can occur on all types of roadways, from interstate highways to city streets. Drivers are urged to use caution and stay alert to prevent wildlife vehicle collisions when traveling Wyoming roads and highways during the winter months. If you see a deer on a highway, be prepared to see additional deer nearby. Many areas on some highways are known for being crossing or congregation points for big game. Maintain caution when going through them. Snow and ice not only make it more difficult for wildlife, but it also increases the braking distance for vehicles. The Wyoming Game and Fish, along with the Wyoming Department of Transportation and other partners, continue to work to reduce wildlife vehicle collisions, building underpasses, overpasses, placing signage, and constructing fences that are proven to reduce collisions. Reducing vehicle speed, especially around dusk or dawn in areas frequented by wildlife, is one of the most effective ways for motorists to prevent colliding with wildlife. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, a program by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department here in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.